Welcome back, Padres Social Hour with Gar Reines. I'm Jesse Agler, very special guest on set. Buddy Black's going to join us next segment. But before we get to Buddy, we're getting to Luke Yoder, who is on the exceptionally well-named Cholula hot seat today. So we're going to put Luke, the head groundskeeper for the San Diego Padres, on the Cholula hot seat, and he has brought gifts.
He's brought gifts.
With him. Luke, thanks for coming by again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We yelled at Bumgarner the other day when he was tearing up your outfield, so you know.
Thank you very much.
No, Randy was all over him.
I wasn't here to see it, which is probably a good thing. I saw the aftermath. And
Do we need a sign out there? No.
We must. I tell you what, out of all teams, they're as rough on the field as any of them. And, my goodness, that was a 4-inch hole he dug out there. I mean, think about his own guys out there maybe getting hurt and spraining an ankle or a ball bouncing up. I mean, my goodness.
Stupid Giants. And on top of all of that, they also lied about the Garden. And this really all began earlier this year. We had Garden Gate on Twitter. The Giants were claiming to have the first, you know, bullpen or ballpark garden in the league. And it wasn't even in the division. They didn't even have the first, because you've been at this a couple of years now. And you've got the literal fruits of your labor there, I see.
That's right. Yeah, this is the time of year. It takes a long time for these hot peppers to mature, but it's a beautiful, bountiful fall harvest now.
All right, so we've got red, yellow, orange. There's a dark-looking one that is terrifying. Maybe take us through what we've got here from a pepper standpoint. And then you can pick one out for Blooper to try. Or anybody else, you know, is hanging out. If you really want to, you know, push your luck against a hot pepper, you've got the opportunity to do that. But we got to pick a special one out for Blooper.
Sure, no problem. We've got one with his name on it. Nikki's already tried one, so... He's next, but this is the Maruga Scorpion. This is the one that the guys tried first, and they each, maybe 10 or 12 of them, took a small nibble, and then half of them are in the clubhouse with milk and ice cream and all this stuff, just trying to put the fire out. I mean, this thing, former world record holder, has 1.25 million Scoville heat units.
Which means
if you compare it to a jalapeno is 15 to 30,000, which you could probably handle. Let's go with a cayenne pepper. That you might get on a Chinese dish, has 30 to 60,000, and that packs some heat.
He got it on a master cleanse.
Yes, yeah.
This would do it. So, yeah, you go from 1.25 million, which is the Maruga Scorpion. We've got a devil's tongue here. This is a devil's tongue pepper.
Even the names of these things are terrifying. Devil's tongue and scorpion, and yeah.
It has 500,000 Scoville heat units.
Oh, that's nothing.
You've got a yellow seven pot that's 750,000 Scoville heat units.
These are beautiful, by the way. Apropos of nothing, I mean, they're really good-looking peppers.
They are gorgeous peppers. This is a chocolate Maruga Scorpion, which packs about a million.
Seth, chocolate, that's right up your alley.
No. Yeah.
It's only a million.
No.
Yeah, they look pretty, but they do pack a punch. So, all sorts. We've got probably, you know, seven or eight different kinds just in this bag. We got a habanero here, too. And the habanero, people are familiar with, and
sure.
That's 350,000. So that's hot. So multiply that times, you know, four. And you get this.
All right, so obviously you can't take the scorpion one and just eat it or anything like that, although apparently some of the guys tried. I mean, you're putting these in salsas. What are you doing with these to try and do something?
Yep, salsas. When you prepare with them, you put the rubber gloves on, you put the mask on, you take the seed out, and then you mince up the flesh, and you can extract some really good flavor for salsas, for pepper jelly. My mom has an awesome pepper jelly recipe that she makes that my wife is making now and trying to duplicate, and one or two peppers go a long way when you're making dishes like that.
What players were some of the aforementioned throw some ice cream and milk to get the
Let's do it another way. Who's the biggest fan of the spicy on the? I mean, is there anybody that really like? I envision Kashner as being like no problem taking one down.
I'm saying Joaquin Benoit.
Yeah.
Well, he is a huge fan, and he actually shares with the visiting pitchers, which is fun. And he may not tell them how much heat's being packed in there.
Wait, so you have a distributor, like a supplier of these?
He just took it on his own to start doing that, which is kind of fun to watch. But I think all the guys have tried them. He is one of the biggest fans. Houston Street used to be he was the one that really loved and kind of got it started. But Darren Balsley is pretty religious with having a couple peppers. You know, he'll start off with one. His favorite's the Black Cobra.
Okay.
That's a modest 60 to 70,000.
It's nothing.
Nothing. So he'll take a nibble on one and put one in his pocket, and he's very thorough with his peppers before
and after the game. Oh, man. So what else do you have growing out there, by the way, besides? I mean, it's a whole thing, right?
Yeah, we've got, besides all the 20 different types of peppers, we've got cucumbers, we've got squash, we've got zucchini. You go up into the batter's eye, and we've got a few tomatoes left over. We've got the salad trees, which produce four different types of fruit on each tree. So all different types of citrus, blueberries, blackberries, and we're just getting ready to transfer over to the fall and winter crops of broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, lettuce, spinach, things of that nature. So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
And we've got an urban gardening class up there with a sustainable urban gardening class where we teach kids how to do this type of planting, you know, in a city, you know, landscape.
It's so cool. The Giants can eat their hearts out. This is not only the first but the best program of its kind, not just in the National League West, in all of baseball. How about that? We put it out there. Luke Yoder, hey, thanks for coming by a few times this year. Really do appreciate that.
Sure.
And what do you think, Blooper?
I think it's time to eat.
I think Devil's Tongue's got his name.
Devil's, how many things was that?
This is only 500,000, half as much as what Nikki had. Surely you can try the
So,
Devil's
yeah,
tongue.
That's right. Nikki, who you work with, she had double the amount of heat. You can't turn down half of that. Nikki
yes, had I can. She's better than me.
She's
yeah, but you have tattoos and once lived in Buffalo. That's something.
That's definitely something.
No.
What's the weakest one you got in there?
The weakest one is the Devil's Tongue. The Habanero is the weakest
habanero.
One. The Habanero at 350,000.
Yeah, that's
so surely
like
the Habanero.
Two-thirds. Seth, you're the weakest link on the team, so you can have the weakest pepper. I mean, is that good to you?
No.
Do you have any that tastes like Skittles?
I didn't bring those today. No, didn't bring those.
That I'll try.
He'll take the whole bag. Any volunteers from up there? The Habanero? It's only 350,000. Oh, man. No, we're getting a bunch of no's. All right, Luke, you scared everybody off. Thanks for coming by.
All right.
That's Luke Yoder, again, on the appropriately named Cholula Hot Seat.
And I've never heard of any advanced metrics for food.
Well, like you look at this bullpen ERA. Obviously,
units,
there's something going on
the,
there.
The plus capital R, capital C. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
It's on its way.
They're like midichlorians.
There you go. Luke Yoder on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Huh? No. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Maybe we'll try and sneak a pepper into Blooper's mouth during the break. When we come back, Buddy Black will be here, manager of the Padres, right after this.